USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America and the world waits for the result of Tuesday's presidential election, the Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in many states claiming voting irregularities and last-minute rule changes by local judges. The new filings, joining existing Republican legal challenges in Pennsylvania and Nevada, demanding better access for campaign observers to locations where ballots are being processed and counted. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more on the much-needed stimulus package.
With the election still hanging in the balance, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says another stimulus package should be passed before the end of the year.
We need another rescue package. The Senate goes back in session next Monday. Hopefully, the partisan passions that prevented us from doing another rescue package will subside.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been negotiating directly with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin as Senate Republican leaders have remained largely on the sidelines.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
United Arab Emirates airline Fly Dubai said it will start direct flights to Israel this month with twice daily services between Dubai and Tel Aviv. The announcement on Wednesday came after the Gulf state in August agreed to establish formal diplomatic ties with Israel in a deal brokered by President Trump. UAE and Israeli citizens are now able to visit each other's country without applying for a visa before traveling as part of the agreements recently signed by the two states. A man with a metal detector has found a 222-year-old coin under a few inches of soil outside a church in Emden, Maine. Shane Houston of Charlotte, North Carolina, was on a metal detecting trip with a friend from New Hampshire when he found the coin earlier this month. The copper penny, dated 1798, comes from the first decade of American minted money in North America. The penny is not in pristine condition. Houston said it might fetch a couple hundred bucks, but that he has no intentions of selling it. On the same trip, he also found a .75 caliber musket ball, making it British in origin. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
NASCAR's Jimmy Johnson reflects winning his seventh championship.
That was a special day, and one that I don't know how people feel about this or if they've had an experience of it, but as that race unfolded and I took the lead on the back straightaway, I felt Ricky Hendrick in the car with me. Mm-hmm. And some of you might remember my hashtag was seven, and that was obviously trying to win a seventh championship, but I did it in a way that was very special to Ricky Hendrick and the Hendrick Motorsports and Hendrick family. And there's this honoring all year long of Ricky that led to that race. And it was just the wildest experience I've ever had in a race car. When I heard Earl say clear on the back straightaway, I swear to you, he was in the race car with me. So to have that emotional and I guess maybe spiritual or enlightening moment is something I've never had before. So that really stands out to me. And then just the juxtaposition, you know, I thought it wasn't our night, you know, and up until 10 to go, I was the slowest of the four eligible drivers. So to have that flip from one mindset to the other and the emotions that came with that and the celebration that followed was pretty epic.
NASCAR will be in Phoenix, Arizona Sunday for the season finale 500, featuring the championship four drivers vying for the NASCAR 2020 title. The race is on NBC Sunday starting at 3 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.